Hi there, welcome to our first Gardening for Everyone podcast. And today we're just going to introduce ourselves. So I am Elizabeth and you are?
I'm Marianne.
So Marianne, tell me how you first got excited about plants.
Oh, I've always loved plants. I love the smell of them. I love the sound of the leaves make. I love the light that comes through them. I just love everything about plants and always did. When I was a 4 or 5 year old, I got some poppy seeds from my mother's kitchen and planted them in a tray with some soil medium. And I was so good about watering them and weeding. I weeded out every single little grass that grew. It took my mother weeks to convince me that, in fact, I'd weeded out all the poppies.
Oh, that's so sad. And how did that experience influence your life?
I think it was just that I was always destined to be working with plants. So I went on to post-secondary to get a BSc in biology and earth sciences, and then followed that with a horticulture diploma.
Well done. And tell me about your career.
I owned a business for many decades where we did design and installation, but more importantly, we did maintenance also on many of the properties where I learned to make my designs so that they were easy to look after.
Mm-hmm. And as part of your career, I think you also taught people.
For 20 years or more, I taught at both colleges. I taught at Algonquin and at Kempville. I taught the sciences to the horticulture students.
Okay, and I know that you've also volunteered in community gardens for years. Can you tell me a bit about that?
About 20 years ago, I started at the Shepherds of Good Hope and helped grow food for their kitchen. Then I got a little closer to home and worked for a decade at the Deborah Dines Community Gardens, where we grew food for 74 different homes. And then I got closer to home again and worked in the Barhaven Food Cupboard Garden.
That's wonderful. And may I ask you to share your role in the city with regards to pesticides?
Oh, in 2000, the city started a pesticide-free campaign, which went on for 5 years, and I was the team lead for a group who gave lectures and taught people in the region how to garden without using pesticides.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I believe you were recognized by the city recently. How did that come about?
Oh, about 5 years ago, the Barhaven Garden Club nominated me for a Garden Hero Award, which I was a recipient of, and I'm just very proud of it.
Yeah, that's really, really lovely and well-deserved as well. Yeah, you've done so much work educating people. It's fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth, tell me about yourself. How did you get started in gardening?
You know, I've always enjoyed helping my mum with gardening and dabbling in gardens throughout my life. But I never really had my own garden until 23 years ago when I bought my own house in Barhaven and inherited a garden with many mature trees and established plants, which was amazing. But then started dabbling in how to expand the garden beds, how to plant my own plants and start doing some vegetable gardening as well, which I really enjoy.
So I understand that you are particularly interested and attracted to sustainable and resilient gardening. How did that come about?
Yeah, so, you know, as you start gardening and researching, you learn a little bit more about it. And I came to realize the impact of our own backyard gardens on the environment as a whole. And realized I had a lot of invasive plants in my garden, which upset me. And so started to work on, okay, how do I change that around? How do I remove invasives, maintain the plants that are friendly to our natives, but then increase natives in my garden? And as part of that, I learned about the David Suzuki Foundation and a project they have called the Butterfly Way Project, and applied to join and got accepted. And so then became a butterfly ranger. And the role of that is to promote pollinator plants and native plants in everyone's backyard.
How do they feel about the invasive plants that you talked about?
So the invasive plants are plants that are pushing natives out of the community. And so they're out competing the natives and they don't help our local pollinators. So we want to remove those plants as much as we can or prevent them from invading, especially into naturalized areas, because they're not helpful to our own pollinators.
How did you get these invasive plants? Are they common?
They're very common. They're often sold at garden nurseries and we buy them They're often very resilient plants that spread easily, and they don't get eaten by the bugs the same way some of the other plants do because they're not from this area. But unfortunately, that gives them an advantage, and they tend to push out the native plants.
So your garden at home, is it now no invasives and all natives?
It is not. I am still battling my way through that. But it's a work in progress, and I keep trying. And every year I get a little bit less of the invasives and more of the native pollinators.
Excellent. So we work together at the Barrhaven Food Cupboard Garden. What's your favorite part of it?
So it's all fantastic. I love producing the vegetables, but I'm really, really happy with the pollinator patches that we have put in tandem with the community garden vegetable patches.
Which was your first one? When did you start? How did you start?
Yeah, so probably 3 or 4 years ago, there was a patch that had been covered by a tarp. And of course, in the spring when we lifted up the tarp, there was a dead patch of grass. And so I asked if I could start a pollinator patch where that dead grass was, and put down some fresh soil, put down some locally sourced native seeds. And within that same season, we got the most beautiful pollinator patch with gorgeous blooms that really excited everyone about planting more pollinators.
It did. It was absolutely fabulous. Mm-hmm. I took lots of photographs of it. It was about 10 by 10. Then what happened the next couple years?
So then the next year we put in another probably 10 by 10 patch. Then the next year after that, we put a long pathway of pollinators around the vegetable bed. And then this last season, we were able to get permission to put it, because we don't own the land, we were able to get permission from the owners to start what we're calling a permaculture pollinator orchard. It's basically got some fruit trees, it's got some native trees, it's got native shrubs, blueberries, huscups, and then it's got lots and lots of native flowers. And it already looks lovely, but it can only get better as each year goes along.
Do you do all that work by yourself, or does somebody help you?
The group of volunteers all help each other.
So the people that are volunteering in the Barrhaven Food Cupboard Garden for Grow Food
are also volunteering in the pollinator beds. Exactly.
A win-win.
It is a win-win, because the pollinator beds encourage pollinators for the vegetables that we're growing, and also the whole area provides a very beautiful space for people to come and either work in, relax in, and just enjoy the plants.
Can people picnic?
Well, there is a picnic table, so they sure can.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Yeah,
this has been great.
Great. I look forward to our next podcast.
Me too.